As we come into our practice this morning, let's be very sure to be nicely grounded. When we engage in a forgiveness practice, whether of ourselves or another, we want to feel really steady and supported in the body. And so doing what you need to really feel that unconditional support of the earth. At your feet, your bottom, your hands, possibly your back. And begin to take some nice full breaths to receive the unconditional support of the air. And then letting the breathing subside, be just as it is moment to moment. And take these opening minutes to really establish yourself as here with a friendly, kind, receptive, accepting awareness. Just allowing yourself to keep coming back to that sense of the grounded body breathing as the attention wanders. Possibly counting the breaths up to 5 or 10, back to 1 when the attention wanders, or you get to 5 or 10, whatever is helpful for settling into presence. And as you're ready, letting yourself feel the breathing in the heart region, in your chest. And knowing we're going into a practice of forgiveness, can you begin to feel into the heart and chest region any barriers that you may have erected, emotions tightening in the body, that you're carrying because you have not forgiven yourself? Feeling into any pain in the body, in the heart, mind. Pain from keeping your heart closed. Possibly feeling a hand to the heart region or any other soothing touch spot. And feeling very grounded in the body and the breathing. And knowing that we all of us hurt others. It's very much part of our common humanity. No one's exempt from this. And that we often hurt the ones we care about the most. Having said that, it may be easiest, most approachable, to have a sense of beings that aren't dear ones, that aren't loved ones. The one that you may have gone in front of the line of, or didn't offer a space in traffic, or didn't say thank you to at the bank or the coffee shop. Simple little things. Holding in mind some of these moments of forgetfulness that we all have. And remembering that for all of us, there are ways that we have hurt and harmed others, perhaps even betrayed or abandoned them, caused them suffering, knowingly or unknowingly. Out of our own pain, fear, anger, confusion, busyness. And so letting yourself remember, and if you can, visualize small ways in which you've hurt others or perhaps just been unavailable, to see the pain that you may have caused out of your own fear and confusion, busyness, anger, and to let yourself, if you feel up to it, to feel the sorrow, the sadness, the regret of that. Keeping very grounded all the while. And can you take a leap to sense that you can possibly release this burden and ask for forgiveness? So taking as much time as you need with any of these small moments of harm, small moments, perhaps just oblivion, but they may still burden your heart. And as each one emerges in your mind's eye, can you softly, gently say, I ask for your forgiveness. I ask for your forgiveness. Please, will you forgive me? And take your time and feel very grounded in body and breathing over the next few minutes. Remembering we have no control over whether another will forgive us. And yet, as we do this practice, we might have some sense that this being or that being would, of course, forgive us or did long ago. No big deal. Or maybe they hadn't even noticed that moment where we weren't our best selves. Sometimes our misdeeds towards others are simply within our own heart minds, judgments that we've never expressed. And we can still open to the possibility of forgiveness for this too, knowing how we all do these things. And really grounding in the body and the breathing, and taking one more minute for this practice. And taking one more little step in forgiveness towards others. Remembering that we all engage in moments of thoughtlessness where we may have hurt another and not even be aware of it. Remembering that we all do this. Can we forgive ourselves for this, even as we would offer the same forgiveness for others if they should do it to us? I forgive myself. I forgive myself for these moments of thoughtlessness. And we're giving ourselves soothing touch, and we're grounding. Being aware of this profound act of generosity as we forgive ourselves for our moments of thoughtlessness, we're offering that outwards to others when they should do the same. And we're remembering no one's perfect, and no one need be perfect to stay open in our hearts, including ourselves. And in these last few minutes of the practice, just really taking good care of the body, the heart, mind, to just be here now, with however you're feeling, whatever's happening. And can we let go of doubt as to the benefits of this practice? Especially if we're feeling the heart closed, unreceptive, still engaged to some degree with the practice. So from the Buddha, from the Dhammapada, he said, "Do not ignore the effect of each wise action, saying, 'This will come to nothing.' Just as by the gradual fall of raindrops, the water jar is filled, so in time, the wise become replete with good."